Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun living in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled Life or Death.
A reading according to the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our Father. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The first sentence of today's Gospel is very fitting for this day and this time in history of the world, as we all experience the current pandemic. If you listen or read the news reports, you cannot escape reference to death. Death is a reality of life. Jesus was born into our world to die for us, that we might have salvation. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Jesus is not speaking of physical death or life, but of a spiritual, transcendent kind. Eternal life is one of the recurring themes of John's Gospel. And the way to have eternal life, he says, is to believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior. It is not just an intellectual belief as a scientific or historical fact, but this belief that leads to eternal, unending life grips the entire person and all one's faculties and abilities. The intellect, the will, the emotions, the body, one's vocation in life. Today's Gospel describes this believing as keeping or abiding, remaining in His Word. When we truly believe in Jesus, we take on God's view, His thoughts, desires, perspective, His Word. Life in Christ and His Word is a negation of death because Jesus Christ is God and God is life. For one in Christ, death can never have the final word. A relationship with Jesus independent of both time and space. Death is only an introduction to a deeper and closer presence of God. It is a door or a passage into the eternal embrace of the divine. Jesus is basically saying he is divine. If knowing and keeping his word leads to eternal life, for God, only God can give this gift of eternal life and never seeing death. At the end of this gospel passage today, he is very explicit when he says, "Before Abraham was, I am." I am the very name of God. And everyone in the gospel knows that what he means. Because they feel it's blaspheming, making himself out to be God. St. Augustine asked what this sentence meant during his course of homilies on the Gospel of John. And he said that Jesus was referring to the second death, which is referred to by John in the book of Revelation. He says that Jesus means, when he says never see death, he means never seeing an eternal death, the death of hell, the death of the damned, which is shared with the devil and his angels. For St. Paul tells us that death came into the world through sin. If we live in sin, we will naturally and surely fear death, for it will be our destination. But if we live in Christ, we need not fear death, because we know that we will never really die. Saint Gregory the Great taught that when evil increases, we should not cease to preach, but we should ever intensify our efforts. There are many people around the world today facing death for themselves or for loved ones. And we must never forget that souls are at stake for eternal life or eternal death. It's very difficult now to move about in order to evangelize or preach and bring the comfort of Christ because of the quarantines and the shelter in place and lockdown. But we can all pray. We can pray for all the suffering ones that they come to salvation, especially as this Lenten penance and practice that God has allowed to fall upon the world. That as this period draws to a close of greater prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, let us pray that many people will turn to Christ in their last moments.